And finally, getting out on your bike is a great way to rack up some of those 150 minutes of exercise every week.
Help yourself.
In this installment of Help Yourself, Sound Medicine contributor Sandy Robe has a few safety tips so you can get home in one piece.
Summer means it's time to get outside and go places. For those not quite old enough to drive, nothing brings more freedom than hopping on a bicycle. Whether your children are biking to a friend's house, sports practice, school, or for exercise, there's something you won't want them to forget. A helmet.
The two things that are probably the most important in terms of keeping kids safe on bikes is wearing a helmet and staying alert. So it's important not just that they protect their brains while on their bikes, but also that they're aware of what's going on around them so they can avoid hazards like cars and other bikers that are around them.
Dr. Elizabeth Weinstein, director of Indianapolis Emergency Medical Services for Children, says head injuries are the most common reason people die from bike accidents. 90% of bike-related deaths occur in people who are not wearing a helmet. Reducing those statistics should be easy. Safety experts estimate that using a properly fitted helmet can reduce the risk of head injury
by up to 88%. So that's a really big number. And in fact, it's estimated that universal bike helmet use by kids ages 4 to 15 would prevent as many as 45,000 head injuries and up to 55,000 scalp and face injuries every year.
That's why Charlie Rivard, owner of the bike line in Broad Ripple, tries to sell a helmet with each new bike. He also suggests that customers replace old helmets every few years to meet the latest safety standards. As for finding the best fit, he starts by grabbing a couple off the shelf for customers to try on.
We figure out what shape fits your head, set the straps up. A lot of new modern helmets that we sell have the Loctite or zip tights on the back, so they dial in and fit very easily to the head.
Rivard says if you can't get a snug fit, consider going down a helmet size. Or if you can't get it all the way down on your head, bump up a size. Once you have the proper helmet fit, you'll want to make sure you also wear brightly colored clothes so you can be seen on the road or trail. As for what not to wear while biking, there's no need to accessorize with earphones. As much as we love music, it's best to leave the tunes at home so we have one less problem or distraction.
Unfortunately, when you're biking, that soundtrack, especially if it's in your ears, can really prevent you from being aware of oncoming traffic or bikes that are nearby or someone sort of giving you that verbal warning, hey, watch out, if you would have time to react.
All in all, if you want to increase the likelihood that your children will wear a helmet, you'll want to wear one as well. Adults who model good behavior for kids generally get good results. I'm Sandy Robe, encouraging you to help yourself.